This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy.
This is Today with
Sophie. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
When things are tough, we talk about it. When there's something to figure out, we dig into it. And when there's joy, we celebrate it.
Because today is where it's all happening. We get the best start to every morning because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show with Savannah Guthrie and Craig Melvin weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC. It's time for Hour Tua.
It's Hour Tua. It's Hour Tua. It's Hour Tua. Tua, Tua, Tua. Tagovailoa. Not
Tua Tagovailoa.
A forever Dolphins quarterback.
Tua.
It's Hour Tua. It's Hour Tua.
Tua,
Tua, Tua, Tua, Tua, Tua. Seems can go to hell. Tua Tagovailoa, Dolphins quarterback.
Daddy loves you guys.
Our Tua with Tobin and Leroy.
Check the history of food.
Our Tua of the program, ladies and gentlemen. Tobin and Leroy here with you. Take you up till 2 here on the program. Live here in Indianapolis, it's the Capital One Orange Bowl Media Tour presented by Duffy's Sports Grill. We'll have USC head coach Lincoln Riley coming up later on in the program. Talk a little college football and some Miami Dolphins with him as Dolphins drafted one of his former players, Dutch Washington, last year. Although he is currently on IR, something happened to him in OTAs, and they said it was pretty significant, but they did not. I don't think they revealed what it was.
Now, IR is different than PUP.
Yeah, apparently he's going to miss some time, but that's which is unfortunate.
I think IR is the first 10 weeks.
Six. Yeah, I think it's. Oh. I think well, they change. I think IR it's four is, now.
Oh, is it okay?
Yeah, they switched the rules. They finagled it now, but it's but it is more significant than PUP. He's not just on the pup, so we'll get to all that later on. Let's get to our headlines brought to you by the new Palmetto Ford Truck Super Center. Why buy your truck at a car store? Palmetto Ford.
We know trucks.
Dolphins do open training camp. They'll be hitting the practice field probably as we speak right now. They placed Odell Beckham Jr. and David Long on the physically unable to perform list. NFL Network reports that OBJ is just working through some minor things. So hopefully he has an easy recovery. Meanwhile, one-star receiver is holding out from training camp. CeeDee Lamb, he is not showing up for the Dallas Cowboys, which they got a lot of that stuff on their hands. They also have a very busy summer with people and contracts, Leroy.
More guys.
Yep. Yep.
And two of those guys... One guy you've been paying for a while. But two of those guys you absolutely need.
Absolutely.
Well, you kind of need all three. Need your quarterback.
I think so, Vlad. I think so. I think, you know, you put a lot of stuff on Dak as far as what he can't do and whatever. And I would say to you this. Fans are not patient. If you get rid of Dak and have to go on a quarterback search and it takes you 4 or 5 years, is your fan base going to be, okay, well, we got rid of Dak, so we'll wait it out? No, they're not.
Also, does that owner have time to wait it out? Pretty old.
Yeah, he's got, but he's got money, man. He's got billions. He could buy.
He's pretty old.
He could buy medicine. I know, but he could buy medicine to keep him alive.
Medicine? Dude. He could buy medicine? Does it work? I don't think all the old can just buy medicine and it's okay.
Look, man, his skin is almost in his pocket.
That's where the money is.
I mean, you have skeletons in your pocket, he just walk out. With a bottle of blue.
Oh, man.
I'm just saying, like again, for a guy who is impatient and wants to win, to say you're in this situation doesn't seem like you're impatient and want to win. Right? It really doesn't. Because I know impatient guys that will spend ridiculous money to keep everything together. They don't wait it out.
Yes, I don't think the rich do very well with patience either. But that's why you pay.
That's why they pay exorbitant amounts of money for things. And sure. And in this case, he's not.
Yeah, I don't know. It's a strange thing with him, but he's a strange guy. Just look at didn't he eat an Egg McMuffin with a fork and knife on Hard Knocks?
Oh my God! That's strange, dude. I'm gonna tell you from past experiences. I don't know if you need damn near a steak knife to cut that Egg McMuffin.
Yeah, it's getting hard, bro. It's getting hard.
Yeah. Oh yeah, dude. Although I feel like he strikes me as like Richie Rich. Like he's probably got a McDonald's in his mansion.
Not a bad idea.
It's not a bad idea. Listen, if you got the money for it, what is he? He's got the most valuable damn franchise in sports. For you know,
yep.
That place is crazy. I mean, it is a Taj Mahal. That place is ridiculous. Let's hear from one guy who is also looking for some money, but is in camp, and that is Tyreek Hill. Tyreek Hill. He was commenting on the Tua stuff yesterday, so and it was great of Tyreek Hill. Always seems like he's publicly got Tua's back, but also has let it be known to Drew Rosenhaus when it comes to his contract negotiations, he doesn't want the same result to happen the last time he wanted a contract.
I don't know. To be honest, I have no idea. Obviously, I let Drew and you know the team handle that situation, and the only thing I told Drew was like, do not get me traded, bro. Last time you did this, you got me traded. So that's been my only thing to him. I'm like, if I want to stay here in Miami, man, because obviously this is where family is now. Everybody loves it here. Family loves it. Wives loves it. Kids love it. So obviously I love it. Love playing for Coach. And the team, my teammates are awesome. So I wouldn't want to leave, man. The fans are awesome too, man. I just love how the fans hold us accountable every day on Twitter. So we're getting better, I promise you. We're not just sitting around, you know, drinking smoothies. We're getting better, so.
That's a lot of family members.
Yeah. Well,
and child support is probably very good down here in the state of Florida.
He got a baseball team and a relief pitcher.
Baseball team? He's got a starting NFL team.
Yeah. Yeah. But, yeah, so I just, man, it's so frustrating. And I get it. I don't know the dynamics of the salary cap and all that and what have you. But there's certain theories behind this, right? And why I'm this way. One, the first person you take care of on your team is your quarterback. That's what most teams do, right?
Yep.
And the other thing you do is, if you a GM, don't you want to do whatever you can to keep the guys you drafted? It makes you look good.
We won't think. Although he did spend a lot of draft picks. The other thing is he did spend a lot of draft picks on Tyreek Hill. I wouldn't want to just get, you know, two years of Tyreek Hill for multiple draft picks, and then
right.
All of a sudden he's out.
But again, to have a bunch of good players, this is what you want. But what you have to do is you have to finagle the salary cap by going to guys early. And then you have money to spend. And I think they backed themselves into a corner in that they've brought in a lot of outside talent and paid that outside talent. And now your homegrown is not getting taken care of. And I don't know how to, I don't know necessarily know how to treat that when most teams take pride in keeping the talent that they drafted and they developed.
I do like the idea, though, of him having to have a talk with Drew Rosenhaus to not be too strong because he likes it here so much.
Well, that you're not in a position of power when you say that.
Please, please don't send me to the Giants. Please, just leave me here. Yeah, that's not exactly a great negotiating tactic, but also,
you got to put it out there, though.
Of course. Of course. He's really good. I don't want him going anywhere. He has changed football forever in making it so much fun.
Right.
So much fun. I love it. And I love it even more when Kevin Harlan calls it. It's a drug. I can't help it. Like, I don't know if it's ever going to result in a Super Bowl, but God, do I love Cheetah Bombs. Oh.
No, you get it week one.
It's so good.
You get it week one.
I can't.
Wouldn't that be something? Cheetah scored a long touchdown and then just yellow dust just goes up in the stadium.
Oh.
Cheetah Bomb.
Ah. It's like, it's the greatest. I you just see it. He's so fast. He's so unstoppable. And I love it so much.
That's
I don't want it taken away.
It's just a matter of keeping him healthy.
That's great. It's beautiful September to November. You don't see much of it in December and January.
He got crushed. He got stone cold stunnered by that dude on the Titans.
Okay.
What the hell was that?
But you need him. You can get the ball to him in so many different other ways. It's just a fact of the matter. He got banged up maybe going for that 2,000-yard season.
Yeah, it's possible.
So that maybe got banged up, but it was...
He probably would have gotten it, though, if he didn't get hurt in that Monday night game.
That's true.
But you also put yourself out there more. And I think they're trying to do things to avoid that. Like, I think for this team to be more effective on the offensive side of the ball, Tyreek needs between 14 and 1,600 yards. Your tight end needs to have probably 500, right? And then Waddle have 1,000, and then you go from there with everybody else. If you
it would
can
definitely
do
be
that,
nice.
Huh?
Yeah, it would definitely be nice for the tight end to be a threat. No disrespect to Durham Smythe. You know I still bet your anytime touchdown, dude.
He's still betting that.
Oh, yeah.
The odds are just too good.
They're too good. It's too juicy. It's too fun.
They're too good for a reason.
I understand.
But what if it just hits? You have 17 opportunities just to hit one time.
And this is why I'm bad at gambling, because it's not the little wins.
He doesn't look at the bet.
Me.
He looks at the amount he can win.
Exactly, dude.
I'm not going to lie to you. I can understand when Tobin, when you're doing prop bets like that, you look, if it's your team, and it would be just so funny if that one individual player actually gets that first time touchdown. So you could bet it 17 times, Leroy. As long as you hit it one time.
Yeah.
One time. It's worth it.
It's put me in such a hole on the Hard Rock app because I never do this, because all I do is plus 3,000 bets at a minimum.
Right.
And what I've found, though, is once I do hit that one, if I ever hit that one, it's an unforgettable day. But because I can't help myself, I'll just do this with same game parlays with the Heat. And I'm like, yeah, Haywood Highsmith could have three threes and a steal and a block.
Absolutely.
I bet him like he's Giannis Antetokounmpo. It's such a terrible decision. But I can't help myself.
But you have one of 82 opportunities.
But then,
I know.
But then, here's the thing. He's so much more believable when he talks about the fight game. Like he won't reach like that. Right?
Oh, yes,
if a guy's plus 500, he'll go, he ain't got no chance. Right? Like
I'll do that too, but like, cause I'll do the same thing. Is like,
if you like the fighter,
I'll do a main card parlay, right? And I'll nail everything, but then I'll be like, it's just not. I can't just take the parlay of plus 600 and be happy enough. So then I'll go and I'll be like, Brian Ortega could knock out Diego Lopez, And then so that makes it plus 3,000, and that's a really stupid bet. But I'm like, yeah, he could do it. And then, by the way, he never shows up for the fight, and that really annoyed me. I can't wait for this weekend, though. Oh, we got a card. Oh, we got a card this weekend.
Hey, tell sales. I think this year I'm going to get a whiteboard, and I'm going to do my picks of the week on the whiteboard, and we're going to chart.
Ooh,
for the whole season.
I like it. Picks of the week.
Yep.
NFL, what are you doing?
College?
I maybe do three NFL, three college games.
Ooh,
I like it. So you're going to do your own Magnificent Seven. You're going to take the Robbie Magnificent Seven?
No, but we're going to keep track. I'm going to put it on the whiteboard.
Okay. Dade South says.
Behind the, and we're going to do it.
Dade South says they built that guitar hotel from Tobin's. He's right.
No, because these chili peppers are like $3. They ain't building nothing.
They got the live book in here in the stadium. When are we getting those? Oh,
my God.
They got a Caesar, they got a Caesar sports book in the stadium. We need that.
That's Indiana. It depends on it goes from state to state. I think they just approved it in Florida.
Shmeeta says it needs to be called it needs to be called the Intangibles Board.
Yeah. The Intangibles Board.
All right, we'll take a quick break. More to come. Back after this.
It's our number 2-0 with Tobin and Leroy.
Come on, man. And with the local DBC news, LL Cool J with a triumphant comeback. More so. But tonight, don't call it a comeback.
Ah, welcome back. Tobin and Leroy here with you, 560 WQAM. I'm here in Indianapolis for the Big Ten Media Days, the Capital One Orange Bowl Media Tour, presented by Duffy's Sports Grill. I'm sure you guys heard this morning, Mario Cristobal was on with Joe Rose as the ACC has their Media Day going on at the Media Days going on at the same time. And, Mario Cristobal and the Canes getting going as they get to start this season off with a big-time matchup against the Florida Gators. So very excited about that. We got Lincoln Riley coming up later on in the program. Leroy will host USC and welcome them properly to the Big Ten. What is that, week three?
We got Texas and then USC in the first 3 weeks.
Jesus.
Wow.
And then y'all still got to play Penn State and Ohio State and Michigan State. Yeah. Oh, they ain't, Jim Harbaugh left at the perfect time.
You know what's funny? Think about this. We had one, you know, your warm-up games, your softies.
Yep.
Here's what we had 1 year. We had Notre Dame, the University of Miami, and UCLA on the road. We played Notre Dame on the road, too. That was our first three games.
That's a schedule, dude.
Well, they got damn. You open against Fresno State, then Texas. Then you get Campbell soup for the kids. AR State, Arkansas State, I believe. Then you
hate Arkansas State.
You hate Arkansas State. They were
hate that. Remember they had the dude. Dude, you remember they had the game of the kid who did the trust fall? Remember that?
Oh yeah.
The first. Woo.
Hey, this is a tough schedule, right? I ain't gonna hold you.
I know, man.
But at least your first five is at home. So USC is coming to the big house. Then you play Minnesota. Then you go on the road to Washington.
Yeah.
Then you get a bye week. Then you go to Illinois. Then Michigan State comes to you. Then you got to play Oregon at Michigan. Then they didn't do you no favors, bro.
No.
They ain't do you no favors. I guess the only team you don't play is Penn State.
Hey, they get through this schedule. I think if they can keep it to two or three losses, they got to get in the playoff because that schedule is torture.
The only team you don't play that's a good team is Penn State.
We alternate with Penn State and Wisconsin, I think.
Yeah, but you play in Washington, Oregon, USC, Texas.
You got to go to Washington.
Then Ohio State.
Yeah, they got to go to Washington.
Meanwhile, the Canes, it's like, God, it feels like early on it all comes down to that Florida game. It's like, just go.
But is it crazy when you look at the two schedules? and you wonder why nobody wants an ACC team?
Yeah, it's not. Listen, I mean, you know, you don't want to go to Syracuse.
Wouldn't it just be smart to go independent now?
The Canes?
No, just any team.
Oh, just any team.
University?
No, because you don't get get a piece of that, dude.
That conference money is big. Yeah,
dude, I'm like this Big Ten is ridiculous. How many teams are here? How many?
18.
How much money is just in this stadium right now? It's ridiculous. Right. It's ridiculous.
That's
dude.
What I'm saying. And the SEC did the same thing with they added Texas A&M, and now they just added Oklahoma and
I got
who they Oklahoma they, and,
Texas
and Texas, right?
Yeah. Well, I got kicked out of a room yesterday because I tried to eat CBS's scones.
Oh,
I was like, geez, sorry. Is they're like these are CBS scones. I'm like, oh, geez. I guess so. Well, listen, I guess if you're going to pay all that money for it, you deserve your own scones.
Hey, let me tell you, Tobes know this. If I was there, would I have gotten a scone?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, but you're Leroy Horde, former Michigan Wolverine legend. Come on, man.
He would have gotten a scone. Dude. He would have been in he would have found wherever the player and coach food is. That's where he would have been.
Oh, they got good food.
Oh, yeah.
I'm sure they got great food here somewhere.
I will find the food.
Well, you're not even allowed on this field. You can't even bring anything other than water. They won't even let you bring coffee onto the field.
I hate that. Listen, when I was covering the Stanley Cup, right? You know, we had nothing. We had no food. We had nothing. We had, like, snacks and everything. But ESPN? Oh, they had their own little room that was all, like, roped off and said, like, you know, it said broadcast diner, like a broadcast dinner table right here. And they had all the goods while we had, like, chips.
I would have got in there. Listen.
We did get in the media.
Every time we go somewhere.
What were you to be, P.K. Subban's father?
Every time we go somewhere, Toby to have chips and an apple, and I'll come back with a burger, fries. He go, where'd you get that? Oh, in the diner, right there. There's...
Like it's off called the Sherlock scones.
I'm buying the food. Now, UFC, when we do UFC or boxing, is different. But here's the problem. All the stuff used to come when we left.
Because
we're there from 7 in the morning till 11, and everything comes at 12.
They had the UFC... They did the first Miami card. They fed you up well up in that place. They didn't do that for the second card. They went on the cheapskies. I'm gonna tell you. They did not feed you like the second time around. But we'll see.
How much money? What did it cost? $20,000 to feed, like if that, and they making millions just from the gate.
The gate was almost a record.
Right.
That's how profitable the Miami cards have been. Ridiculous.
But I will say this. Whenever we do go somewhere, they make sure they come ask Tobin if he's okay.
Thanks, man.
I'm like, I'm with him.
I'll
go get the food, but you make sure all of our arrangements are taken care of here.
Hour Tua with Tobin and Leroy.
Well, Leroy, I don't know where Tobin is. I see his picture. Oh, there he is.
Probably found a scone.
Look at that. Yeah, he found himself a scone. Were you looking for food there, Tobin? Were you looking for food?
No, I was not.
Okay.
I was not. But it was a hike. I was looking for some more water, which is core hydration, everybody.
Got to hydrate, champ.
The official water of Big Ten Media Day.
Is that a free advertisement from Core? For Core?
I guess. I don't know. Okay. I don't know. They want to send some.
They better throw some money at Tobin. Hey,
I will say it's the most complex water bottle I've ever seen.
Whenever we go to like events or stuff like that, you're going to have some type of beverage that sponsors that said event. Whether it's, I mean, we had Canelo juice when we went to Canelo. Canelo energy drink.
Listen, if
just
you go
all
to
over the place.
If you guys go to that Jake Paul and Tyson fight in November, it's probably going to be Prime, the Prime bottle. It's going to sponsor it.
I think he's not Prime. I think he's Celsius.
Oh, really?
His brother
is
Prime.
Celsius, you're right. Yes.
It's a big divide between them. It's a big rift.
You're correct.
All right, mixed bag. Brought to you by Broward Health. Well into your future. We're here live from Big Ten Media Day, which is, of course, courtesy of the Capital One Orange Bowl Media Tour, presented by Duffy's Sports Grill. Let me tell you something, though, dude. The sports writers around here, hoity-toity. Oh, yeah. Very uptight. I walk by, they're talking to some commissioner. I'm like, meh, 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 meh. Like, sorry, I was by your scrum. Tyler Hero. I haven't heard much from Tyler Hero this offseason, but a video was put out by his official photographer. And he goes two straight minutes, Leroy, in the gym. Tyler Hero goes without missing a three. Boy Wonder, that boy can shoot. I mean, he's good. He is a good shooter, there's no doubt. Yeah, but he goes two straight minutes. Two straight minutes, Leroy? You're debunking that?
No, I'm just
not impressed?
No, I see every player do
that. Can I just say this?
Two straight minutes?
If I put UD at that spot, you'd be amazed at how many he would make. These guys can shoot, man.
I'd be amazed, like, but
board.
I wouldn't.
We've seen that
two
board
straight
guys
minutes?
90, 95 out of 100 with no defense.
Wow. I'm sorry, Tyler. Look, even the good news.
I'm not debunking it, but I'm saying that he's a great shooter, and that's what they do.
Two straight minutes, dude. I feel like you would get the point after a minute straight.
He made more than you would make shooting 100.
I would agree with that.
Yeah.
How much did you say I couldn't do? I couldn't hit 10, though, if you gave me 100?
Yeah.
I think I could hit 10.
No, dude.
I think I could hit 10. But you're making me go around the world. It made me less confident. Like, yeah. if I could just pick one spot.
You shoot 100 from one spot.
Why not? He is.
And I also said I can make twice as many as you do.
I don't know, dude.
Why do you think that? Because
he just wants to. Because he wants to, and then you know what's going to happen?
No.
And then he's going to be on the shelf for three months.
I'll make it one worse. Leroy.
I haven't touched a basketball in 5 years.
Okay, are you saying that because, one, you're an athlete and Tobin?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
And two, are you also saying that because Tobin's an intangible and you're not?
Yes.
Okay, that's it. I just wanted to know. Yeah, that's the reason why. Okay.
So we're clear.
Yeah. No, we're clear. It wasn't. I just wanted to know the personal reason for that. Because it wasn't a regular reason.
Right.
So there's personal reasons for that. I just wanted to get to the core of it.
I didn't just make that arbitrary number up.
Yeah.
So
I've seen your athletic before.
Athletes do that. When they look at you and they like, yeah, I could bust your ass by like this amount of. That's the number that they're trying to plan. If you had a little game, he would give himself some wiggle room, a little Tobin room.
No.
So I think I could get on.
He would say 5. But now that he saw your game, he said 10 easy.
Out of 100, no, just open shooting, I think I could catch a heater. I could get 10. I'm telling you.
I'll let you shoot out, and I'll let you shoot 10 from each spot instead of 5.
Yeah. Well, that was the conundrum. If I feel like I need a spot where I can just really get heated from.
The world. 10,
but you're 10, making me go around 10, the world.
10, and 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10.
Tyler Hero, by the way, he gave -1.
Again, I haven't touched a basketball in 5 years, and I could pick it up.
All right.
And still.
Just make sure you use your good thumb.
Look. It don't matter, dude. I'll figure it out.
Dude, right, if he beats you,
I don't want to hear no excuses.
This is the thing, though, Vlad.
I don't give excuses. Once I'm not saying competitive mode, you win, you win. This is the thing, though.
This never started off with me saying I could outshoot you. I didn't say that. I never said that. You just keep adding on. But here's the thing that's going to happen is you're going to do this. You'll beat me. But then you're going to be on the shelf for like 4 days, and you're going to be sore, and Big Spoon is going to be so mad at me Because she goes, what happened?
But that wasn't well, it was his ego.
Like, D was mad at you when you went and took your Sunday suit and went and worked
out. Yeah, she was mad about that.
But that was
she you. Was mad about that.
But that's you hey, Black, making that bet.
When we did Fruit Ninja, my wife said, from now on, you guys need jackass release forms.
Tyler Hero, of course, somebody put this on social media. And somebody had some sass, and Tyler Hero responded to this sass. This is courtesy, by the way, of Emo Jimmy on Twitter, because somebody says, now please do it while being guarded. And Tyler Hero responds and says, come guard me.
Well, I don't even like that guy's name. Gio from the Yay?
Yeah, Gio from the Yay.
Hey, now, see, here's the deal. And I say this a lot. To the average folks, Tyler is amongst the top 1% of 1% of the world at what he does. Don't just be going at people like that, right? Don't just go at people like that. And so they think, like when you say Eichenberg sucks, you know, the Dolphins had 1,000 different chances to get somebody else or draft mm-hmm. somebody else, and they picked him. So that means he's amongst the elite. So don't just discredit a guy.
He's amongst the elite
of the bums.
Yeah. He's on the NFL roster, dude.
I'm not calling him a bum, but I'm just saying he's like the elite of, like, the C-levels. Like, you know what I mean? Like,
yeah, well, even a coral reef has barnacles.
He plays multiple positions on the NFL football team.
Yeah, because they can't find one that he's good at.
That's not average. So, and that's why me and Toby get into these.
Okay, but in a situation like that, Leroy, is it sometimes the person just not in the right scheme or didn't get the right coaching from players? Because sometimes we call people bust and then they go another team and then they play better.
And this will be the situation. You know who you'll see this with? Who's the young DB who did well? And then
Cam Smith?
No, the other.
Who did?
Kade Kohu. Kade Kohu kind of fell off a little bit with Fangio's system. Because in the other system, they did a lot of blitzing. He just played man-on-man. Mm-hmm. And he can do that. Fangio, you had to drop back, read 1-2-3, adjust, and so forth and so on. A little bit different. So, like, there's certain guys, and this happens all the time when guys get traded for big money, right? You are a zone corner, and then they bring you somewhere to be a lockdown guy, and you're not a lockdown guy, right?
Stunned Steve says.
It happened to Nnamdi Asomugha years ago. So
yeah, not before he got the bag, though.
Right, but that's what I'm saying. When he switched teams, they thought he was going to be a lockdown corner. But he wasn't a lockdown corner where he was. So these things happen. Now, what I would say about Eichenberg is that he's never had an opportunity to perfect his craft at one position because he plays a bunch of different ones. Now, I'm not saying...
No, listen, he gets moved to a bunch of different ones. I'm he not, stinks!
All right. All right, I'm just telling you. I'm telling you.
Is he from Michigan?
No.
Notre Dame.
Oh, Notre Dame. Okay. Notre Dame, that's bad. That's bad.
Right. That's what I'm like saying. They, so you know what I'm saying?
Breed offensive linemen.
I've seen stuff like this, and then they either go somewhere or they end up playing one position, and they go, oh, look, he's really improved. And it could be something as simple as trying to learn several positions on a football field is not as easy as you think. The techniques are different in every position.
I like Stunt Steve who says, sometimes some bums slip through the cracks. Some of them get through bum security.
Again. We talking about an NFL organization that has played this guy at multiple positions. So they see some talent there, right? Even if you may not like it. And then it gets to the point where he had to play center. They ain't have no other options. So there's also that, where he's the best of what you have, not the best at doing it.
I hope this new center is good. I have no idea if he's going to be good.
Wasn't he
Aaron Brewer?
Up?
Yeah, I think he was banged up in OTAs, but he, you know, I have no idea. Because obviously they didn't bring back Connor Williams. His knee blew up. And, you know, they wanted to shore things up over there. You know, Mike McDaniel, though, he likes those athletic centers. Get out there and scoot.
Yep.
Gets. We'll see what goes on there, man.
Which is
by the way, your
thing.
Boy.
Here's another point I would make.
Hmm?
You know how hard it is to snap and pull? And a lot of times, a lot of centers who aren't accustomed to that throw that ball all over the place because they're trying to get out and boogie.
Certainly saw that. By the way, your boy's at the podium right now. Huh?
Who? Fort? No.
No. You can't
Kirk.
See?
Yeah. Kirk. Iowa. Kirk Ferentz. Yep. Got that black and gold tie.
Yep. Dangibles.
Why? He doesn't raise his voice. He's very calm. Like, it's crazy.
Also in the mixed bag.
They're probably asking him, you were elite on defense, but couldn't score a lick.
Have you ever been to Iowa, Leroy?
Huh?
Have you ever been to Iowa?
Yeah.
Okay.
Hey, dude.
There ain't that many of us out there.
Let me tell you. When you land, look like you landed in the Field of Dreams. And then you get on a bus
or
and
science.
You drive through more Field of Dreams. And then all of a sudden, stadium.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Tobin, it's not like a central airport. Like a, you have to like land somewhere else.
In Iowa?
And then drive.
I wouldn't think so, dude.
It's a little bit of a, it was a 40, I want to say 40 or 45 minute trip. And we like,
oof.
Where did we, to the point where when we got on the bus and took off, we like, where did we land where we don't see nothing? Like, where are we going?
Nothing.
And then, so here's another story for you. So when we go to Iowa, right? Hayden Fry used to be the coach. And Hayden Fry was a psychology major, right? So he would paint the visiting locker room pink, right? So every time we played Iowa, Bo would say, and Hayden's going to paint the locker room pink, and the locker room's pink, and we ain't got to worry about, you know, none of that, because we Michigan, man. We play tough. We play physical. Rah, 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 rah. Everybody's like, yeah! We get into the locker room before the game, and there's white sheets all over all the walls. White sheets.
Hmm.
I said, Bo, I thought you said, he said, just in case.
Damage is done. Keeps his covering his bases, dude.
It looked like we was playing, you know, the clubs that have the white sheets all over the place. It looked like we was up in the club. They had white sheets everywhere.
This was this is Steve who says, not Stunting Steve. This is Steven Stevens who says, it may be off topic here, but reading the headline for the show, Poirier is working for the Buffalo Bills. Yeah, can we get those comments, Vlad? So this was Jordan Poirier. You could lower the mixed bag music. But this was Jordan Poirier yesterday. He was asked about, you know, what veteran presence is he going to bring to the Miami Dolphins this year. And the former Buffalo Bills safety now on the Dolphins. He says, you know, he wants to try and change the reputation that the team seemed to think about Miami.
You know, I think just sharing the experience. You know, like I said, you know, playing against this team over the past few years, you know, you kind of you get a sense of, okay, if you get on top of this team, they might fold. And there's some teams that are, I mean, this is being honest, you know. So what is that happens in those moments to where, like, okay, we get hit in the mouth? You know, what happens in those moments where, like, hey, we good, let's bounce back, we're good. The game, it's a 60
hour Tua with Tobin and Leroy.
Well, Leroy, I don't know where Tobin is. I see his picture. Oh, there he is.
Probably found a scone.
Look at that. Yeah, he found himself a scone. Were you looking for food there, Tobin? Were you looking for food?
No, I was not.
Okay.
I was not. But it was a hike. I was looking for some more water, which is core
hydrated,
hydration, everybody.
Gotta hydrate, champ.
The official water of Big Ten Media Day.
Is that a free advertisement from Core?
I guess. I don't know. Okay. I don't know. They want to send some.
They better throw some money at Tobin.
I will say it's the most complex water bottle I've ever seen.
Whenever we go to like events or stuff like that, you gonna have some type of beverage that sponsors that said event. Whether it's, we had Canelo juice when we went to Canelo. Canelo energy drink.
Listen, if
just
you go
all over the place.
If you guys go to that Jake Paul and Tyson fight in November, it's probably gonna be Prime, the Prime bottle. It's gonna sponsor it.
I think he's not Prime. I think he's Celsius.
Oh, really?
His brother is Prime.
Celsius, you're right. Yes.
It's a big divide between them. It's a big rift.
You're correct.
All right, mixed bag. Brought to you by Broward Health. Well into your future. We're here live from Big Ten Media Day, which is, of course, courtesy of the Capital One Orange Bowl Media Tour, presented by Duffy's Sports Grill. Let me tell you something, though, dude. The sports writers around here, hoity-toity. Oh, yeah. Very uptight. I walk by, they're talking to some commissioner. I'm like, Sario's by your scrum. Tyler Hero. I haven't heard much from Tyler Hero this offseason, but a video was put out by his official photographer. And he goes two straight minutes, Leroy, in the gym. Tyler Hero goes without missing a three. Boy Wonder, that boy can shoot. I mean, he's good. He is a good shooter, there's no doubt. Yeah. But he goes two straight minutes.
Right.
Two straight minutes, Leroy? You're debunking that?
No, I'm just
not impressed?
No, I see every player do
that. Can I just say this?
Two straight minutes?
If I put UD at that spot, you'd be amazed at how many he would make. These guys can shoot, man.
I'd be amazed, like, but
board.
I wouldn't.
We've seen that
two straight minutes?
90, 95 out of 100 with no defense.
Wow, I'm sorry, Tyler. Look, even the good news.
I'm not debunking it, but I'm saying that he's a great shooter, and that's what they do.
Two straight minutes, dude. Feel like you would get the point after a minute straight.
He made more than you would make shooting 100.
I would agree with that.
Yeah.
How much did you say I couldn't do? I couldn't hit 10, though, if you gave me 100?
Yeah.
I think I could hit 10.
No, dude.
I think I get a 10. But you're making me go around the world. It made me less confident. Like, if I could just pick one spot.
You shoot 100 from one spot.
Why not? He is.
And I also said I can make twice as many as you do.
I don't know, dude.
Why is that? Why do you think
I know? Because he just wants to. Because he wants to, and then you know what's going to happen?
No.
And then he's going to be on he's going to be on the shelf for 3 months.
I'll make it one worse.
Leroy.
I haven't touched a basketball in 5 years.
Okay, are you saying that because, one, you're an athlete and Tobin?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
And two, are you also saying that because Tobin's an intangible and you're not?
Yes.
Okay, that's it. I just wanted to know. Yeah, that's the reason why. Okay.
That's so it. We're clear.
That we're clear. It wasn't. I just wanted to know the personal reason for that, because it wasn't a regular reason.
Right.
So there's personal reasons for that. I just wanted to get to the core of it.
I didn't just make that arbitrary number up.
Yeah.
So
I've seen your athletic before.
Athletes do that when they look at you and they like, I could bust your ass by like this amount of that. That's the number that they're trying to plan. If you had a little game, he would give himself some wiggle room, a little Tobin room.
No.
So I think I could get on.
He would say 5. But now that he saw your game, he said 10 easy.
Out of 100, no, just open shooting, I think I can catch a heater. I could get 10. I'm telling you. I just need give me a.
I'll let you shoot out, and I'll let you shoot 10 from each spot instead of 5.
Yeah. Well, that was the conundrum. If I feel like I need a spot where I can just really get heated from.
The world. 10,
but you're 10, making me go around 10, the world.
10, and 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10.
Tyler Hero, by the way, he gave -1.
Again, I haven't touched a basketball in 5 years, and I could pick it up.
All right.
Still.
Just make sure you use your good thumb.
Look. It don't matter, dude. I'll figure it out.
Dude, right, if he beats you,
I don't want to hear no excuses.
This is the thing, though, Vlad.
I don't give excuses. Once I'm not saying competitive mode, you win, you win. You lose.
This is this is the thing, though. This never started off with me saying I could outshoot you. I didn't say that. I never said that. You just keep adding on. But here's the thing that's going to happen is you're going to do this. You'll beat me. But then you're going to be on the shelf for like 4 days, and you're going to be sore, and Big Spoon is going to be so mad at me because she goes, what happened?
But that wasn't Tobin. Like, it was
like
his D ego.
Was mad, like, D was mad at you when you went and took your Sunday suit and went and worked
Yeah, she was mad about that.
But that was
she you. Was mad about that.
But that's you, hey, Black, making that bet.
When we did Fruit Ninja, my wife said, from now on, you guys need jackass release forms.
Tyler Hero, of course, somebody put this on social media, and somebody had some sass, and Tyler Hero responded to this sass. This is courtesy, by the way, of Emo Jimmy on Twitter, because somebody says, now please do it while being guarded, and Tyler Hero responds and says, come guard me.
Well, I don't even like that guy's name. Gio from the Yay?
Yeah, Gio from the Yay.
Hey, now, see, here's the deal. And I say this a lot to the average folks. Tyler is amongst the top 1% of 1% of the world at what he does. Don't just be going at people like that. Right? Don't just go at people like that. And so they think, like when you say Eichenberg sucks, you know, the Dolphins had 1,000 different chances to get somebody else or draft mm-hmm. somebody else, and they picked him. So that means he's amongst the elite. So don't just discredit a guy.
He's amongst the elite?
Of the bums.
Yeah. He's on the NFL roster, dude.
I'm not calling him a bum, but I'm just saying he's like the elite of, like, the C-levels. Like, you know what I mean? Like,
yeah. Well, even a coral reef has barnacles.
He played multiple positions on the NFL football team.
Yeah, because I can't find one that he's good at.
That's not average. So, and that's why me and Toby get into these.
Okay, but in a situation like that, Leroy, is it sometimes the person just not in the right scheme or didn't get the right coaching from players? Because sometimes we call people bust and then they go another team and then they play better.
And this will be the situation. You know who you'll see this with? Who's the young DB who did well and then
Cam Smith?
No, the other
who did
Kadekohu kind of fell off a little bit with Fangio's system because in the other system they did a lot of blitzing. He just played man on man, and he can do that. Fangio, you had to drop back, read 1-2-3, adjust, and so forth and so on. A little bit different. So, like, there's certain guys, and this happens all the time when guys get traded for big money, right? You are a zone corner, and then they bring you somewhere to be a lockdown guy, and you're not a lockdown guy, right?
Stunned Steve says.
It happened to Nnamdi Asamoah years ago. So
yeah, not before he got the bag, though.
Right, but that's what I'm saying. When he switched teams, they thought he was going to be a lockdown corner. But he wasn't a lockdown corner where he was. So these things happen. Now, what I would say about Eichenberg is that he's never had an opportunity to perfect his craft at one position because he plays a bunch of different ones. Now, I'm not saying...
No, listen, he gets moved to a bunch of different ones. He stinks!
All right. All right, I'm just telling you. I'm telling you.
Is he from Michigan?
No.
Notre Dame.
Oh, Notre Dame. Okay. Notre Dame, that's bad. That's bad.
Right. That's what I'm saying. They, so you know what I'm saying?
Breed offensive linemen.
I've seen stuff like this, and then they either go somewhere or they end up playing one position, and they go, oh, look, he's really improved. And it could be something as simple as trying to learn several positions on a football field is not as easy as you think. The techniques are different in every position.
I like Stunt Steve who says, sometimes some bums slip through the cracks. Some of them get through bum security.
Again, we talking about an NFL organization that has played this guy at multiple positions. So they see some talent there. Right? Even if you may not like it. And then it gets to the point where he had to play center. They ain't have no other options. So there's also that, where he's the best of what you have, not the best at doing it.
I hope this new center is good. I have no idea if he's going to be good.
Wasn't he
Aaron Brewer? Yeah, I think he was banged up in OTAs, but he, you know, I have no idea. Because obviously they didn't bring back Connor Williams. His knee blew up. And, you know, they wanted to shore things up over there. You know, Mike McDaniel, though, he likes those athletic centers. Get out there and scoot.
Yep.
Gets. We'll see what goes on there, man.
Which is
by the way, your
thing.
Boy.
Here's another point I would make.
Hmm?
You know how hard it is to snap and pull? And a lot of times, a lot of centers who aren't accustomed to that throw that ball all over the place because they're trying to get out and boogie.
Certainly saw that. By the way, your boy's at the podium right now. Huh?
Who? Fort? No.
No. You can't see?
Yeah, Kirk. Iowa. Kirk Ferentz, yeah. Got that black and gold tie.
Yep. Intangibles.
Why? He doesn't raise his voice. He's very calm. Like, it's crazy.
Also in the mixed bag.
They're probably asking him, you were elite on defense, but couldn't score a lick.
Have you ever been to Iowa, Leroy?
Huh?
Have you ever been to Iowa?
Yeah.
Okay.
Hey, dude.
There ain't that many of us out there.
Let me tell you. When you land, look like you landed in the Field of Dreams, and then you get on a bus
or
and
science.
You drive through more Field of Dreams, and then all of a sudden, stadium.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Tobin, it's not like a central airport. You have to like land somewhere else
in Iowa
and then drive.
I wouldn't think so, dude.
It's a little bit of a, I want to say 40 or 45 minute trip. And we to the point where when we got on the bus and took off, we where did we land? Where we don't see nothing. Where are we going?
Nothing.
And then, so here's another story for you. So when we go to Iowa, right? Hayden Fry used to be the coach. And Hayden Fry was a psychology major, right? So he would paint the visiting locker room pink, right? So every time we played Iowa, Bo would say, and Hayden's going to paint the locker room pink, and the locker room's pink, and we ain't got to worry about, you know, none of that, because we Michigan, man. We play tough. We play physical. Rah, 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 rah. Everybody's like, yeah! We get into the locker room before the game, and there's white sheets all over all the walls. White sheets.
Hmm.
I said, Bo, I thought you said, he said, just in case.
Damn, it's just done. Keeps his covering his bases, dude.
It looked like we was playing, you know, the clubs that have the white sheets all over the place. It looked like we was up in the club. They had white sheets everywhere.
This was this is Steve who says, not Stunting Steve. This is Steven Stevens who says, it may be off topic here, but reading the headline for the show, Poyer is working for the Buffalo Bills. Yeah, can we get those comments, Vlad? So this was Jordan Poyer. You could lower the mixed bag music. But this was Jordan Poyer yesterday. He was asked about, you know, what veteran presence is he going to bring to the Miami Dolphins this year. And the former Buffalo Bills safety now on the Dolphins. He says, you know, he wants to try and change the reputation that the team seemed to think about Miami.
You know, I think just sharing the experience, you know, like I said, you know, playing against this team over the past few years, you know, you get a sense of, okay, if you get on top of this team, they might fold. And there's some teams that are, I mean, this is being honest, you know, so what is that happens in those moments to where, like, okay, we get hit in the mouth? You know, what happens in those moments where, like, hey, we good. Let's bounce back. We're good. The game, it's a 60-minute game. It's a long game. So, you know, I've been in games where I've been up 24 points and end up losing. I've been in games and we've been down 21 points and end up winning. So it's just continuing to just play, play the game. The game is going to come down to the last series, the last play, so just keep playing. Don't get stuck into that play that you didn't make, or don't get stuck into X, Y, or Z of the past. You know, let's just keep playing, keep staying together. That's the biggest thing, too, is being able to stay together as a team. You know, because this is a team game. You know, it's not just one guy. You know, it's everybody. So being able to stick together through those adverse moments, through those ups, through those downs, and just staying on that line all the way through the season.
In other words, let me break this down for you. He is going to help us get through what has plagued the Buffalo Bills.
Thank you. Thank you, Leroy. Wait a minute. Hold on, Leroy.
Every season, 7-1, 8-0, and not make the playoffs.
Forget that. So I'm supposed to listen to a guy who gave up a game-tying field goal in 13 seconds, right? Right? Because they were in a
presence, dude.
Right? They were in a game where they were beating the Kansas City Chiefs. He was on defense. He was a safety. 12 seconds, they let Tyreek Hill and Travis Kelce get down the field, and then Butker hits a game-winning field goal, and then they lose a game, and they lose in overtime and touchdown. So that's the guy. Okay, cool. I'm just saying, I don't think Miami has any problems the way that the Bills have had problems, and the stuff we heard from their team after those losses and those tough times. I think Miami's done a great job.
They did that. I mean, they did do a lot of whining 2 years ago about the sun, you know, which was not that of mental fortitude from the Buffalo Bills.
So he comes from a place of experience, and so hopefully that'll help. But don't come in here talking like you wasn't in the same spot that the Dolphins are in now.
Or even worse, because you've actually had more expectations.
People had more expectations.
Right.
Right. So, like, I get it.
It's not like Jalen Ramsey, you know, who's coming in as a champ, you know, who's been there, done that. I mean, listen, I respect it. You know, Poirier's been around for a while. Some thoughts I think you need to keep to yourself. No, you know?
Exactly. Sounds good.
I get what he was trying to say. But saying it when you went through it too, and still never, it ain't like y'all went through it and then won a championship.
Right.
Right? Like, no, y'all ain't won a championship neither. Y'all won the same amount of championship as the Dolphins.
Yep.
So, like, while we sitting here saying, like,
I get
what he was saying. I think he could have said it in a way where he should have put himself.
Damn you,
put himself in the same, you know, kind of been more of a person that explains, I know what this feels like, and I can help us get through it, right? More than saying, the knock on the Dolphins is, because I'm going to tell you, every year, the Bills will start off 6-0, 7-1.
Yeah, listen, the Bills banner should be, we've dominated the Dolphins for the last 4 years. Yes, I guess if we're going to go to somebody for an expert on dominating the Dolphins, he is certainly an expert on that. But I am with you. They have done plenty of their own meltdowns over the time of his career as well.
Now, you know, if we would have did this to one another, it would be called lashing out, right?
What do you mean? Schmeathan says
that about you. You would have looked at me and said, dude, you just lash it out. Right.
Schmeathan says that Tobin is Jordan Poyo. Bastard.
For Twitter.
It would have been better. It would have been better if he'd have put the Y. Right?
You know that the picture of Spo dancing and his jokes are always get me. It's like it's
funny. They do. It's great.
It's the best Avi.
I mean, he's a rat bastard, but he does make his rat bastardry does make me happy.
It's between him and Dave South.
Oh yeah, it's hysterical, man.
That's like they're basically like they're like the enforcing duo on a hockey team that just comes in with jokes. It's like it's like Lomberg and Radko Gudas coming in just hitting you with haymakers, fat shaming haymakers. But we'll take a quick.
The Avies are great. The picture of a young kid and the picture of a Spo just having the time of his life. What was it from his wedding?
I don't know what that's from.
He's living it up.
We'll take a quick break. More to come here. We're at the Lucas Oil Stadium for Big Ten Media Day, the Capital One Orange Bowl Media Tour, presented by Duffy's Sports Grill. Back after this.